You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do. God of wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live: to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let the world arise.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live.
Yes.
We have the whole crew here this morning.
The whole crew, yeah.
In the skin. Yeah. We are for real, right, Karen?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're real people.
We are not being piped through little skinny wires from out of state. We're actually right here in, what does Hubert say? Beautiful Palm City, Florida. Here we are.
Where the breeze is blowing. And it's a picture perfect.
Picture perfect. Yeah, it's like that postcard. You've just got to say, where is it? Where is it? Well, you may be listening from the other side of the world, or you might be listening from next door, maybe down in the Fort Lauderdale area or up and down the major highways, as we do have a very big voice for God, David, and it's awesome. It's awesome. And occasionally, in a weak moment, Karen will talk about her cats.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're not going to talk about those this morning because we have a lot of other things to talk about. But I do just want to say that, Karen, every time you talk about the cats, mm-hmm. we end up with cat mail, mm-hmm. cat pictures.
That's right, because people are listening. And people love cats.
Could I say cat? Yeah. Don't let me be misunderstood, but almost like cat Bible studies. Well,
okay, I can't visualize.
Well,
that,
no,
but just where did you get that from?
I don't know.
Well, I got that from, I know that there are godly people that have their cats with them, and so what I'm saying is we've received some instructions on how to take care of strays and this and that and such mm-hmm. forth, and it seemed to me it came from probably a group effort, but it's quite awesome. But we're so glad you have joined us. So those of you who are dog lovers, don't leave us. Keep your dials. Keep tuned into 89.9.
Jonathan's having so much fun with cats. He's more than having a ball. He's having a hairball.
A hairball. There we go. Having a hairball moment. Well, it is right now 11:03, and we do have some guests that are going to be joining us shortly. And I also want to say, as you will be hearing and receiving from us, hopefully, information about upcoming prayer and share. And that's the time where we come to you and ask you to prayerfully be a partner with us in this ministry, not just with prayer, but also with finances. Yeah. And I should say that we already have a response coming in from some of you. In today's mail, we had a nice little stack of mail that came in. Haven't got into that yet today, but we want to thank all of you who have supported this ministry over the last, we're coming up on, 31 years. It will be.
Yeah, it was April 9th of 1990 when this station first began broadcasting. So we're in 32 years.
It's going to be 32 years. You come up on 32 years. Yeah. Okay, so, and I wasn't here at that time. Of course, I'm a young person.
Yes,
so, you know, I'm
the youngest of all of us.
Probably just a toddler back then.
Toddler at that time. So I'm just trying to catch up with everything. But I know it's more than 30 years, and it really is by the grace of God and the and the prayerful faith support that people give. And of course, if you did not receive a letter from us, that means that we do not have you in the mailing list. And those of you who are on the mailing list know that we do not send out letters every month. We're not trying to junk up your mailbox, anything like that. But we do endeavor to stay in touch a couple times a year. And those of you who give maybe by electronic, maybe you use your phone, you text give, or maybe you go online to give, you may prefer to get things by email. And we also send out emails to those who we have access to your email address. And so if you have not received a letter, you did not receive an email note from us, would you kindly consider letting us know that so we could add you to our list? And you, of course, you could reach the station by calling 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. All right, we do have Ma and Paul with us, and we're going to get to that right away. But before we do that, and also we're going to be putting a call into the Widrose because we have a few days of fasting that's coming up here shortly. We want to talk with them briefly this morning. And so let's pull from the mailbag first what we have and lift some of these prayer requests up, and then we'll go right to Ma and Paul.
This is a prayer request and a praise report at the same time.
Okay.
Because the prayer's already been answered.
Oh, praise God.
So I had Janet called Saturday when I was here working, and she wanted prayer for her brother Everson, who was going in for cataract surgery yesterday morning. And I prayed with her over the phone, and then all of us had prayed, you know, once I passed on the note to everyone. And she called back to say, to give a praise report, and that Everson says everything went very smoothly, and thanks to everybody for their prayers. So this was, nobody else knew about it but us. But we just thank God for answering that prayer.
Amen. For that's Everson. That's tremendous. That's very important. Amen. I'll tell you, eyesight's very important.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So,
David, do you have any mail or anything?
I do not.
You do not?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm not.
Well, I do have a prayer request. And actually, speaking about eyes, we have a very dear friend. I'll just give her first name. It's Jody, who has had some, I think, uniquely intense surgeries on one of her eyes. And we're just believing God that recent surgery is going to be totally successful, and she's going to have her full vision restored. And so that's Jody. We're going to lift her up in prayer. And part of the spiritual eldership here on the Treasure Coast of Florida, dear friend of mine, Jose, they actually pastor, he and his wife pastor a ministry in the nation of Panama, but they're here in the States, and had a serious accident yesterday, received second-degree burns on his face. And so we want to lift Jose up as well. Father, we lift up all of our listeners today, thanking you for the answered prayers and the report of those that we can share. And also asking you, Father, in this day, that you would guide us and direct us, and you would use us for your glory, and that we would effectively lift up Jesus. And I do pray for Jody, and I pray for Jose. Father, we're just believing for a miraculous recovery without scarring. And that the fact that he has his eyesight, the glasses protected his eye from this fireball that hit him in the face, Father, we thank you that his life was preserved, that the explosion did not blow everything up. And so, Father, pray for a quick and a speedy recovery to him, as well as to Jody, and to any others that are going into the hospital today, or may be in the hospital, or may have various examinations and tests coming up. We just lift each family up. Pray for our business owners and those who are out working today, that God would bless you, give you favor, and add increase, so that the body of Christ is blessed and able to be a blessing. And again, we want to thank Father. We want to thank you, Father, for every gift that has come into this ministry to sustain us over all of these years. And once again, as we will be approaching prayer and share coming up on the 4th through the 15th of April, we are confident, Lord, that you are going to provide every one of those dollars that are needed for that $205,000 budget for the next 6 months covering operations. And we just lift that up to you and thank you, Father, in advance for blessing your people so they can continue to be the blessing that they desire to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And this is Wednesday Live. It's 11:10. And in just a couple moments, we're going to get a hold of our friends, the Widrows, and they're going to tell us what's getting ready to happen. But first, we're going to have Ma and Paul. Well, supportive relationships are precious, and the fellowship we have with really good friends is even more so. Ma and Paul have a few very close friends. Most of them they have known since childhood. Recently, one of Paul's closest friends died. His passing has caused a heavy weight of grief to come on Paul. Ma has been Paul's rock during this dark season of loss, and she has tried to keep him focused on God's peace. One of the most effective means Ma has found to process grief is through memories. And this is where we find Ma and Paul today. Paul reminiscing about the special memories he has of his friend, with Ma lifting him up.
So, Pa, I know you're still grieving Gus for Prelly's death, and I certainly respect that. You and he were so very close.
Yeah, just like brothers. It's how it was from the time we were in kindergarten. In fact, it came to me yesterday that if I hadn't failed kindergarten and had to repeat it, what we and Gus would never have met. He'd be a year behind me all the way through school.
You failed kindergarten? How does anyone fail kindergarten?
Well, I had several problems the teacher couldn't correct. I liked to color outside the lines, and I couldn't remember my colors right. And the one time I got to take our class mascot home, the little fella accidentally jumped in the sink while the garbage disposal was working.
Well, I can see how that may have influenced your academic promotional prospects.
Especially because that little hamster belonged to my teacher's youngest child, and it was on loan to our class. I tell you, Ma, for the rest of the year, I was the class pariah.
Oh, that's tough on a little kid, Pa. I'm so sorry that happened.
But that's when I got to know Gus. When everyone else was calling me hamster killer and spitting on me at recess, old Gus would sit with me and tell me they were being unfair. You know, he had three brothers and four sisters, and he was the youngest. He told me stories about all them kids blaming him for their misdoings, and his parents usually believed him. So he was always being yelled at and grounded. He told me when he was 5 years old, he was grounded so much that he spent the entire summer in his room. When he finally was able to leave the house, he was shocked. The temperature was 40 degrees, and he had to run back inside and put on a jacket.
Yeah, I remember old Gus, when you and I started dating in high school, he had such a hard time with us spending time together. I think he was kind of jealous of that time, Pa. Until we found each other, it was mostly you and Gus.
Well, I know it was hard for him, and it was kind of hard for me, too. I mean... And don't take this the wrong way, but Gus and I had some really good times together doing that male bonding stuff, and I had to cut down our escapades to be with you.
Well, I hope it was worth it.
Now, Ma, don't get all bent out of shape. Gus and I had been close for a long time, and we'd seen each other through some really horrific events in our lives. So making the emotional space for you in my life was not that easy.
Pa, I'm not really upset. I mean, I didn't understand what was going on with you back in the day. But as we both came into adulthood, I slowly came to appreciate that close friendship you and Gus had.
You might remember, back when we were seniors in high school, the town dump caught fire.
Oh, man, that was a disaster. Almost burned down Bickers Corner downtown.
Well, here's the thing, Ma. We were both out in the dump shooting arrows at all the junk. I had this bright idea to tie some cloth to the tip of my arrow, light it, and shoot it into a pile of wood. So, the wood I was shooting at covered up a metal gas can. And when my arrow went through the wood and punctured the can, well, the gas exploded and globs of burning fuel went just everywhere. And I don't know what scared us the most, the fire all over the place, or the squealing of all them singed rats skittering for their lives. We tried to put out the fires, but there was just too many. So we just ran back to my house and hid on the back porch. When we heard the sirens, we figured we'd be arrested and put in prison till we were old men.
So you started that fire.
Yeah. When we were on the back porch shaking in fear, old Gus said he'd take the responsibility for the fire. Well, he knew I was in line to graduate with honors, and if I was arrested, I'd probably lose all them honors. Besides, he said he was barely a C student, and it wouldn't be hard for the authorities to believe someone stupid like him would start a fire in a dump.
Well, I know Gus was not the best student, but he always seemed pretty smart to me.
Yeah, well, he was a clever feller for sure. But what happened is no one came looking for us. No one knew we'd been in the dump, and we were too scared to own up to it. But the fact that old Gus would have taken the heat for the fire really impressed me.
You boys sure enjoyed a good time. I remember that time in the mid-80s. You both wanted to be in the Barry Manilow lookalike contest at the local karaoke bar. The winner got $500, a lot of money in those days. And you needed to fix that engine in your truck.
Yeah, and old Gus wanted to take his girl out on an expensive date. He had in mind to fly to the Bahamas for lunch and lounge on one of them beaches.
Yeah, and you both found those honey blonde wigs because old Barry's hair was so long. And you got those kind of fancy clothes he wore for his Las Vegas shows. You boys worked so hard to win that contest. But Gus ended up with that first prize.
Yeah, he sure did. And you know what made the difference for him? His nose. I tried to put some pink putty on mine to make it look like old Barry Manilow's, because no matter what angle you looked at his face, his nose just stood out. But halfway through my song, the putty fell off, and I got laughed off the stage. But old Gus already had a natural big nose. Well, you know the FAA was trying to get him to put a red light on it to warn away airplanes.
Oh, Pa, you know that ain't true. Old Gus, he was a decent-looking feller.
I guess so, but I always liked to kid him about his appearance because I knew it got his dander up.
Yeah, I remember that time you went hunting and picked up a passel of chiggers. When you got back, y'all couldn't wait to stop that itching.
Old Gus had them everywhere. Well, he'd heard somewhere that crankcase oil would stop the itching. So we drained the oil out of my pickup and coated each other with it, but it didn't work. And then I got mad at him for all that oil. I chased him down the dirt road in front of his house, and we both got coated with all that dust.
Yeah, his mama said later she had to put you both in the back of the pickup and drive you down to the fire station. She had them boys there use their high-pressure hoses to clean you off.
Yeah, yeah, old Gus and I ended up laughing our heads off because it was just so darn funny.
That's what I remember about him the most, Pa, that he and you could always find humor, even in the most difficult and embarrassing events of your lives.
True enough. And I guess that's why I miss him so much, Ma, and why it hurts in my heart that he's gone.
Yeah, it's always like that with our special friends. They're special because they made it into our hearts. And because they made it so close to us, when they pass on, they take a little piece of us with them.
Well, I gotta say, my grief is lessened some by knowing that old Gus knew Jesus.
Yeah, it was you that led him to the Lord, wasn't it, Pa?
It was. 10 years ago at Christmas time, he'd lost his daddy a week before, and he was really down about it. He came by the house, and we sat on the porch, and I just let him talk about his daddy, how much he loved him. And I just let him cry it out.
Oh, kind of like what I'm doing for you.
Exactly. Yeah, I know his daddy was saved, so I just plain asked him if he believed he'd see his daddy in heaven when he died. And he looked at me real serious. Said he didn't know. So I told him there was one way he could know, and that would be to invite Jesus Christ into his heart like his daddy did. And Jesus would make sure they got together in heaven. Ma, it was like he'd never heard the gospel before. And maybe it was the first time he listened. And he just prayed the sinner's prayer. Oh, and he was truly changed.
You know, that's your best memory of old Gus, ain't it? That's the one you need to keep in front of your heart so you can heal from his passing. Because you know, you're going to see him again when you go to Jesus.
You are so right, Ma. So right. And you know what? I want to celebrate old Gus. I want to do something fun in his name.
Like what?
I'm going to get my bow and arrows and drive down to the town dump. There's got to be an old gas can there I can set on fire.
Well, we know that Paul is pulling Ma's leg just a little. She helped him get his sense of humor back and to chase away some of the pain from his grief. God has put his church together in such a way that when we love each other as he commanded, love lifts up brokenhearted and drives away the despair the devil loves to dump on grieving people. We are living in a time when his mercy is most especially needed within the body of Christ, so that as we receive his blessing and healing, we can share it with those who are lost and broken outside of the church and draw them to Christ. Just who is he leading you to comfort today? Well, thank you very much, Ma and Paul. So great to have you with us today. And we are going to see right now if we can get a hold of Tim and Maria, maybe one or maybe both of them. And Karen, why don't you give out the contact information, all of that, while I'm making this call, just for those who are wanting to maybe call in and say, hey, I didn't receive one of those letters for prayer and share, but I'd like to.
That's right. And that number you can call us at is 888-221-8990. Again, we sent those letters out on the 11th, so you should have received yours by now. If you haven't received a letter, then and you know that you've received them in the past, then you can also call us. And we can find out if it didn't go out or didn't we have the wrong address.
Yes, indeed we can, and I'm hopeful that I have the Widros connected. Can you hear me, Tim and Maria, or Tim, who am I talking to?
Both of us.
Both
this
of you.
Tim and this is Maria.
Well, hallelujah.
Yes, both of us. Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Maria.
Good morning.
Tim.
I'm not sure, but I'm going to have to introduce the two of you as the Daniel Fast visionaries that have called the body of Christ here in the Treasure Coast to get close to Jesus by prayer and fasting. Tell me what is getting ready to happen.
We are getting ready to call a Daniel fast and prayer for 10 days before Easter, April 4th through the 13th, for prayer for our families, communities, and revival in our nation and, of course, in our world.
Well, that
and also, I'd like to add it for some people that 10 days is, it seems a long time. We have also challenged, 3 days challenge, that they can also pray and fast, because in such a time like that, we need to unite in prayer and fasting.
Amen. You know, as we were talking the other day about the Ukraine, looking at our own nation and the sense of direction that is so needed in leadership, and the mandate that really God has given us to pray for those that are over us in offices of leadership. And I know a lot of times, you know, maybe the cartoonists make jokes out of the weaknesses and the deficits that may exist in political leaders, religious leaders, and others. God has called us, rather than to make fun of them or to judge them, to pray for them.
Yes. I think we shouldn't take a side. We should stay with the God side, and we have to pay the God wills. And also, I got letters and information from Europe and all over the world that right now we are establishing a prayer chain, and we're praying every day for 1 minute worldwide for people who are suffering, people who are trying to, you know, for all these people who are dealing with corruption, with deficiency, like you say, deficit. And we're praying for God's will to be upon the nations and heal the nations.
Amen. Amen.
For the future of our youth. And also we're praying for mercy from God upon the nations, because right now, you know, God is just, and we don't cannot like looking that lightly.
And we can't try and play God. We have to let God be God, and We can't let our own opinions and so on sway everyone. We have to let God be God.
And we praying for a prayer of salvation for all these nations, from the insecurity to become security, for people who has healing that they're suffering right now.
Yes, yes.
And we also praying for God to give a direction for any decision for our leaders.
So how can people find out more about the Daniel Fast and how they can connect and be a part of the family of believers that are just saying, you know, leading up to Easter, what a great time thinking about the love of God and how God the Father loved us by giving his Son. And that's truly the picture there. And as we look at the gift of life that God has given us through Christ, the opportunity to connect and agree as the body of Christ, praying for a great revival, praying for God's presence in our lost and fallen world today. How can they reach you?
Right. Well, the best way is to just go to danielfast.org. And we're working on a new website. It should be up next week, but still the website is there, and it is it's functional, and we can receive prayer requests so that we can all be in agreement. And, you know, in a week or so, we'll have a new website, but it'll just be the same with more features and a little bit nicer looking. But right now, danielfast.org is the place to go.
And also, we're going to list all the hours, for example, because some country, for example, let's say Belarus is 2 o'clock, they have to pray. In Ukraine is 3 o'clock, Moldova is 3 o'clock, Romania is 3 o'clock, Poland is 3, Italy is 4 o'clock, France. So all these hours are different for, you know, people to unite in prayer for 1 minute.
Same time. Uh-huh.
A day. So I'm going to list all these hours so people can be able to see what country they're coming from so they can pray.
I see. Very, very good. And for maybe someone who has not yet connected, like we started the year with a 21-day Daniel Fast, you do have some excellent resources there as well. What would you suggest for those who are listening today saying, maybe I've never really fasted, never really knew how to fast. I sense there's a great need in the world. I think I'd like to be a part of it. So where would I get some resources?
Well, you can just go to our website and click on the 21-day Daniel Fast workbooks and guides. We have 2 workbooks in English and 1 workbook in Spanish, and you can purchase them there. You can just look at the cover. It'll have a cover image. When you click on the cover image, it will take you to Amazon. And the great thing there is we have plenty of time to when you order it, Amazon will usually get it to you if you're a Prime member within 3 to 4 days, and you'll actually have the book in your hand then. And you can do that right through our website, danielfast.org.
Excellent.
And we also have a cookbook too, and just in case people want some recipes and know what to eat, what not to eat, that kind of thing, we have a cookbook as well.
And also I'd like to add that the Daniel Fast is a fast. It's a fast in prayer. It's not like a diet that you're going to lose weight or you're going to have some plan that you have to join for $200 or $500 that some people, they list it in their website. And that's why I think it's very important people to recognize that it's the information.
All right, we're running out of time. Tim and Maria, we love you all. We love your ministry. We love your heart. And we are looking forward to joining you. And hopefully you're going to be able to join us, perhaps even in the studio next week, to promote this a little more.
We'd love to. And I'd like to just say, you know, I know you have prayer and share coming up. I believe it's starting the 4th, the same day. And I want to encourage everyone to support this radio station, because the Word of God is going out throughout the land. And as your prayer and share will be going on, so will our prayer and fast will be going on. So,
All right. Well, we love you, and we're going to be joining you during these 10 days leading up to Easter, and we look forward to promoting this even more. Of course, we're talking about the resurrection. So God bless you, Tim and Maria. Have an awesome day.
You too, Jonathan and David and Ma and Pa and Sharon and Sherry. Take care.
Right. Blessings. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Once again, Karen, just give us some updates on what's coming up with Prayer and Share, what people can expect. We're going to look to connect with our next guest.
Yeah, so if you had received your letter, then, you know, we always encourage you to return your envelope, you know, with your donation earlier, you know, so that we can get a good head start and everything. And, you know, you can either send the check, money order, or make a credit card donation.
There you go. All of that works. All right. We're going to see if we can get a hold of Dr. DeCambre at this time. And she has been a part of our partnership ministry for some time. And so we're reaching out this morning. Want to just find out what's going on with her in her practice.
Hello.
Good morning. This is Jonathan, WCNO, and we're live on air. Is this Dr. DeCambre?
Yes, it is, and we're live. That's awesome. How are you?
We are doing fantastic, and that's what we say down here. Karen started that sometime back. She said, you know, we're not like being piped in from Nashville. We're actually in Florida, you know, down here in the Sunshine State, and we're enjoying it. So,
yes, sir.
Doctor, it's always a pleasure to have you come on air with us, and we want to talk about some of the new things that are going on, but some people do not know anything at all about your practice and how you ended up here on the coast and anything about your God story. And I always love to hear some of your God story. You have an awesome testimony. So we have a little bit of time. We're not pinched too much. You're probably up against a wall with your busy schedule. But tell us who you are, the name of your practice, and what you do there.
Okay. My name is Martine DeCambre, and the name of our practice is Braces for Us. We have been open for approximately 16 years, since 2006, and I am originally from Jamaica, and made it here to Port St. Lucie after I completed my orthodontic program in Washington, D.C. at Howard University. I had a few options, like going back to Jamaica, you know, just different job opportunities.
Sure.
But for some reason, this was a place I felt most at peace with the opportunity that I had, looking back at it. And so as time has passed, I can see that, you know, how God just connects all the dots for you.
He does. He does for sure.
He does for sure.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And how did you find out about WCNO?
Well, I, in an indirect way, I've always known about WCNO. And what drew me to the radio station was, and I know, I think I have told you this before, when I was in school, in dental school, a lot of the programs that I listened to while I was there were on your station. You know, things like Focus on the Family.
Sure.
And things like that. That was definitely an encouragement for me while I was in school, because 6 years of dental school is not easy. Living away from home.
Sure.
With snow that you've never seen before.
Oh, my gosh.
And on and on and on and on. But, you know, while I was there, God really, he took care of me really, really well. I have to say that.
Amen.
Because I was kind of scared to go there. It was Washington, D.C., and, you know, it was just not, you know, you'd hear these stories, you know, crime, you know, that kind
sure.
of thing. And I went there by myself, and for 6 years, I had a friend that was there prior, and he had his car stolen. It might seem like a really simple thing. He had his car stolen probably 3 times while he was in dental school. And prior to me getting there, like the year before, someone had gotten killed at the gas station very close to where I went to school. So, you know, you're hearing all of these things, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't, this is not good. I can't go. But I'll tell you something. In the 6 years that I was there, I've never had my car stolen.
Amen.
The crime rate went down.
Thank God.
The whole neighborhood went up. I mean, they did a whole reconstruction, and it's probably still going on in D.C., where they reclaimed a lot of the property there. And, you know, the 6 years I was there, God took really good care of me.
God took good care of you. Awesome.
Very
awesome.
Good care.
I'm surprised they didn't just say, listen, you've got to stay in Washington because we haven't had it this good. Oh, my. Well, tell us about Braces for Us. What kind of services do you offer? Because people who are listening today, you know, they may have different thoughts. Tell us what services you offer.
Okay, well, we're an orthodontic office.
Okay.
And, you know, primarily we deal with the straightening of teeth and making your smile look really beautiful. We focus on caring for, well, we care for everyone from as young as 5, and I've taken care of as old as almost 80.
Wow.
So we run the range, and I enjoy every age group because every age group brings with it its own challenges and rewards. So I really love early treatment. We take care of kids that may, you know, be sucking their fingers, may have a lot of spacing, a lot of crowding, and we can impact the growth of their jaws and impact how their teeth come in later on. And then with our, you know, our more mature clients, you know, we're dealing with people who may have always wanted to have their teeth straightened, but, you know, maybe they didn't have the time, they were taking care of their own kids, and now it's their turn. And that's a pleasure, you know, to see people's smiles emerge. So we deal with the straightening of the teeth, and over time I've added a few other things to my practice.
Well, that is tremendous. I know with your spots that, you know, promote Braces for Us that we have here in WCNO, we talk about working with your own teeth. And so when I hear that, I'm always thinking, okay, there's all kinds of different ads that are out there, but tell us what that means, working with your own teeth.
And that has evolved. And let me tell you, it has become so interesting to me, for example. So I have started to set myself out as a cosmetic orthodontist. So what that means to me is that not only do I just straighten your teeth and that's it, I'm very interested in other aspects of the smile. For example, the gums, you know, the contour of the gums. Are they swollen? Are they grown down so you can hardly see the full beauty of the teeth? So we do laser therapy. You know, I'm interested in whitening. I'm interested in really finishing that smile when we're done with straightening the teeth. Because it's not just straightening. It's what do we do after we're done that really makes that smile pop. So having said that, now I'm talking about using your own natural teeth. There's a case that was in the news recently where a lady was told that she needed to have 22 teeth removed and implants placed. And it really kind of triggered in my mind, like, how did we get there? How did she get there? You know, to needing all those teeth removed and having implants placed. No matter what you do and no matter what you say, there's nothing better than your own teeth.
Yes.
If you can save them. So we're doing a little mini series on Instagram that's called Saving Your Teeth. And we're looking at prevention as well as kind of jumping in once something has really gone wrong. What can we do to correct that?
That's
there's
excellent.
Nothing better than your own teeth. There's no implant, nothing that really can 100% replace the benefit of having your own teeth in your mouth.
I just had a knee replacement, and I was not consciously aware of how significant the health of your mouth is and your teeth in regards to other surgeries. But Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, just they made a really big deal out of it. If you have any cavities, if there's anything that needs to be done, you need to get this done before surgery. And then afterwards, after the surgery, you're going to have antibiotics and such forth. And so dental health is a big deal, isn't it?
It's a huge deal. And it came to the forefront, actually, when I was in dental school. when, oh my gosh, the Surgeon General, I'm not remembering, Satcher, I believe his name was one of the first that wrote a report on how important oral hygiene was. What a lot of us don't realize is that the mouth gives you, the mouth allows almost full access to your body. Mm-hmm. For example, somebody who's having chest pains, the doctor is quite okay with giving you a nitroglycerin tab under your tongue, sublingually they call it, because that medication can be absorbed directly into your bloodstream. Mm. Aspirin you can put under your tongue. There's a reason for that. There are a lot of blood vessels in your mouth. So if, and a lot of bacteria if you're not keeping your teeth clean. So if there's a lot of bacteria that's not being controlled, it can access your bloodstream. It can get into your joints. It can go to your brain. It's, the Mayo Clinic was 150% correct.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Well, I have a little boy my wife and I adopted. He's 26 years old today, a special needs child.
Aww.
But one day when we went to the dentist, they pulled 21 teeth.
Oh.
And, you know, my son loves to eat, and he's never had that same restored opportunity. I sure wish I'd known you sooner. But, you know, it's it is a very big deal. Well, we are so glad to have you as a partner with us at WCNO. And I know that God's favor is with you. And what are some of the changes in your practice? And maybe we're talking about some of those right now in over the last five years.
Yes, we are. The biggest one I have made, I've had consultants, you know, I've had a, you know, throughout your practice, you always want, you know, the best advice and things that you can do to make your practice better, cutting edge, you know, that kind of thing. But approximately, I want to say it was close to, or maybe a little less than 5 years, I just decided I was done. And I said, no more. And I said, okay, so I'm going to allow Jesus to be my consultant. And if I need anything, I'll ask him.
I love it. I love it.
And so far, so good. That's all I have to say.
Praise God.
I want to practice according to what he wants. And I find that his ideas are pretty amazing.
That is awesome. That is really awesome. I love that. Jesus is my consultant.
And he'll save you time and money as well.
What did she say?
He'll save you time and money.
He restores the time.
Yes.
He restores the years, and he conserves your money.
Yes.
You're 100% right.
Amen. That is really awesome. And don't take this wrong, doctor, but when we were talking about this, I said, you know, I just I kind of see this as a mouth artist. I said, you know, God has gifted you with the ability to bring out the best of what God has given someone and to make it look really great, and I love that. Tell me what complete transformation contests are.
Can I just go back to the comment that you just
made?
Because it's funny, we posted something on our Instagram page the other day, Waldo Emerson, why am I forgetting his name? And he said, recognizing the creation of beauty is art. Well, I'm forgetting the post that we put on there. But, you know, God is like, to me, the master artist.
Yes.
And he's always creating. And he expects us to create. And you're 100% right that I consider it a gift. And it's amazing how over time he shows you more and more that it is a gift. Because sometimes you're like, oh, wow, this is really pretty. You know, and you don't even really see how all the dots came together, but it did.
We need to get the information out, doctor. Somebody's listening right now saying, how do I get a hold of this practice, Braces for Us? How can they find you? How can people get through to your office?
So our phone number is 772-344-7771. And we're on, our website is bracesforus.com. And we're also on Instagram at bracesforus_.
Okay, so now.
Those are three ways.
Very good. And we're going to want to mention that at least one or two more times before we're finished. But the Complete Transformation Contest. Now, what is that?
Yes. Okay, so that's another idea from God. And, you know, you're in practice, and, you know, once you have, once God is in charge, you're gonna give. It's just a part because he gives, right?
Sure.
So you're going to find ways to give. So we've done it. We wanted to make this an annual contest. You know, we're probably behind by a year or so, but that's okay. We completed one. We announced a contest, and we picked a winner. And they were going to get a complete transformation. So
wow.
We've completed one patient, and we're in the process of completing another. And it's all expenses paid. So orthodontic treatment is at no charge.
Mm.
Anything else that's needed, we may get vendors in the area to participate. For example, our first contestant, we were the orthodontist, of course, and on the day of her reveal, so to speak, she had her hair done by Vivid Salon. Vivid Salon in Port St. Lucie donated their service. Sergi's Nails in Port St. Lucie on US 1. He's pretty popular. He's on Instagram as well. He donated her manicure and pedicure. His wife donated brows, official brows on Joy, official brows. She's on Instagram. She donated her tinted brows. We donated her outfit. Texas Roadhouse Grill gave her dinner.
Wow.
At no cost, her and her husband. And Bonefish Mac in, they're over on Becker, donated another dinner. I mean, it was just so amazing.
This is awesome.
So we did her up that day, and her husband and herself went out. They had dinner. We got pictures and the whole nine yards. So that's how we give back. And, you know, that's what people know about, and there are other things.
Mm.
Now we picked another contestant, a young lady, single mom, and she has two boys, and she's now in the process of having her teeth done. Mm. So we're doing this complete transformation, which is, it's really amazing. Really amazing.
Well,
I can go on if you want me to.
Well, I'll tell you, Doctor, I have to just say something, because as a pastor and as the manager here at the radio station, mm-hmm. and knowing that so many people struggle with their identity and
Ooh.
With the whole thing with bullying and self-esteem, self-worth, God-worth, and not knowing what that is. And as I was thinking, I was so excited about talking with you, that this is actually a God opportunity to intersect with the plan of the enemy actually someone's self-will. I mean, there's so much that can be done, and many times people just don't know what can be done. And I don't know what you have to say about that, but I believe there's a spiritual dimension of rescuing people in a sense and restoring their identity.
Wow. You just hit the nail right on the head. Because as we obey, the thing that I've learned as I've grown up is that, you know, when God tells you to do something, you know, he encourages you to do something. I mean, he doesn't force us, right?
That's true.
But in that obedience, you start out going, oh, I'm just going to have, you know, this complete transformation. It's going to be so amazing, and we'll pick a winner. But in that obedience, you have no idea where he's taking you.
Amen.
I mean, none.
Amen.
And you see, and what you just said, I have it written here, it has to do with the image.
Yes.
Our self-image that has been, that you said it right, that the enemy works so diligently at destroying.
And it affects everything.
It affects every single thing. Our first winner is a mom. She has several children. Awesome family. And God has given us believers. You know, I mean,
That's
it's
beautiful.
Amazing how he picks them.
Yes.
And she said, you know, she just wanted to remember who she was, kind of thing, you know? And that transformation did that for her. The second young lady, she's going to tell her story eventually, because there's a whole issue of abuse and, you know, the whole nine.
Sure.
And her self-image was really destroyed. And she's such an awesome young lady. And she says, Doc, you have no idea. She sees herself going back up, 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 up.
Amen.
And when I started this, I had no idea that it would lead to this.
This is tremendous. It's tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
It's tremendous. Young people, I tell you what's gone on with all of the, you know, because of the media, because of the access, mm-hmm. because of the exposure, mm-hmm. our young people are facing things that I didn't face on the same mm-hmm. level. I mean, there's just so much that is there. And the fact that God actually has gifted you in such a way to where many of these issues can be addressed. And I mean, what is the first thing you see? I've known people, they would never smile. And they said, I can't smile because my teeth are so mm-hmm. poor. And we're talking about, I know the eye is the window into the heart and the soul. But I'll tell you, a smile with teeth lined up is a big part of that expression of God's love and releasing that. And this was something that was just on my heart. Maybe down the road, just so we can think about this, maybe we could connect and have one of your contestants that have a bit of a God story and a bit of a testimony. Maybe we could bring them on for one of our Wednesday Lives and just talk with them along with you and let them share how this has impacted their life.
The lady who is in treatment now, she and I, both ladies would become like really good friends. She would talk and talk and talk. I mean, she would be so happy to share.
Well, let's do that. Let's plan on doing that. We'll talk off air for that. But yes. Some people would say, I can't afford it. I need to have something done. I put it off my whole life because I just can't imagine ever being changed. What would you say to someone like that that's thinking, this is out of my budget, it's out of my realm, it's out of my reach, I'm too mm-hmm. poor, I'm too old, I'm too this or that? Talk to us about that.
I would say just start. Just call us. Our exams are free. They're complimentary. It doesn't cost you anything to come and start the conversation. I've had patients come here, and maybe they don't have everything right away, but they may have it in 6 months. But at least we've had the conversation, and know they can prepare for it. It's a lot easier than
so start the journey.
Start somewhere.
There you go.
And then it's a lot easier, and it's probably even a lot less expensive than people think. We can finance. You can make a small down payment and pay over time. Some people opt to pay in full and they get a discount. It's not as hard. And you do not need your dentist to refer you.
There you go.
To us. Okay. You don't. You just call us and schedule an appointment. It's as easy as that.
So for more information, since we're a nonprofit, we can't say words like, action words, but we can say for more information, how can yes. people get a hold of you? Let's give all that information out again.
So our phone number is 772-344-7771. Our website is braces4us.com. And for our social media users, our Instagram is @braces4us_.
All right. So, Doctor, again, I'm thinking that, and my team's going to laugh at me because these things just pop up in my head, but a mouth minister.
I like that.
A minister to the mouth.
The mouth. Yeah, I like that.
Mouth minister and, a mouth artist. So I have these crazy thoughts. Karen,
they're not so crazy.
Well,
they come from God, I think.
Yeah, well, you're doing this. Yeah. You're actually ministering to people. Karen, you've been real quiet. Mm-hmm. David, you've been quiet, and you both love these times we have with Dr. DeCamber.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of tracking along with what you've been saying. Even some of that.
You'll pray for me for my words, right?
Well, no, these are great images, and I know that. With the work that you do, Doctor, it's much more significant than many people give credit for. You know, we think of all other types of medical practices, and especially guys my age, as I'm a septuagenarian now, so and all the body parts that you're concerned about. But all along, the thing that often some people neglect is dental. And the thing I would like, I've known several people a bit younger than I who have mm-hmm. gone to be an orthodontist to do exactly what you do. And it has changed their lives mm-hmm. immensely. I want to mm-hmm. just thank you for being faithful to the Lord and doing what you're doing, because it's, you know, it's as powerful sometimes you bring the gospel, but you do it in such a wonderful way that the transformation, the Holy Spirit transformation, finds its way literally into their mouth. Yeah. Seriously.
See, that's it. The mouth ministry.
It's yeah,
the
mouth
into
ministry.
Their mouth and then eventually into their heart.
Amen. You know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. Exactly.
Amen. Karen, you've been quiet, and I know you love the doctor's work as well.
Well, you know, I've never been so thrilled about dental stuff. Dental work. You know, I don't have good experiences, you know, from growing up with it. But you know, but I just sense this real spirit of excellence.
There's an anointing
in your life, yeah. And it's just so amazing. And you know, my prayer is that God will just continue to bless you and increase your effectiveness and your ministry, and that as you give back to others, that He will increase you. And we know that.
And Doctor, I want to say thank you for being a partner with WCNO, because 24 hours a day, as you have partnered with us, it enables us in part to bring the gospel and to encourage the saints and to keep the work of God going right here at WCNO. And of course, we're reaching into 10 counties, and we have the potential reach to more than 7 million people. And
wow.
That represents about 30% of the state of Florida, which is huge.
Wow.
And so for all of our listeners today, I want you to know that Braces for Us is a business partner with WCNO. And this, mm-hmm. in part, is the way we cover our operational expenses. Prayer and Share is coming up, and the entire income that comes from Braces for Us goes into that operational budget. So there'll be a day during Prayer and Share that I'll be talking about Braces for Us, because your partnership with us is absolutely huge, and we want to thank you for that. Before we run out of time totally, mm-hmm. I would like you to give your contact information again and any closing thoughts.
Okay, so and by the way, I am happy to be a partner with WCNO, and I love when I keep forgetting. I do consider it a part of like my ties out of the office, but I love when the patients also come in and say, "I heard you guys on the radio."
Good.
Today, so it tells me that they're listening to WCNO, so that's good. Our phone number is 772-344-7771. Our website is bracesforus.com. And our Instagram handle is @bracesforus_. And just a parting comment. Couple things I wanted to mention about being, that we're proud of right now in the practice is, three things, actually. Two patients. One came in probably about maybe a couple months ago to let us know that she's heading back to school. She was in an Ivy League school at some point and had gotten sidetracked. You know what life does to you sometimes?
Sure.
Gotten sidetracked. She told me all about this field of study called art therapy, which is, from what I heard, is so amazing. She came back in to let me know, "Doc, I'm on my way. I'm heading back to school." And she came in to thank us, because I never made her forget what she told me the first day when she walked in. And that was what she was studying. And
That's
she was
excellent.
Here. Her case was not easy. It was a bit difficult. So she was here with us for a while, but I kept asking her about school. And
excellent.
She never forgot what she did. So I'm very proud of her.
It's excellent.
The second one was another patient that walked in. I hadn't seen her for like 3 or 4 years. And she came in with flowers and a card to let me know she's on her way to hygiene school.
Hallelujah.
And that our office inspired her. I guess maybe as a female orthodontist and the work that she saw with her smile, she was very inspired to go into the field, and she's on her way to hygiene
excellent.
School. That's just two. And then the last one is our Instagram page. Please visit our Instagram page at bracesforus_. It's a little bit of a mishmush, but it's awesome.